Welcome to the Charger Online podcast, brought to you by Hoffman Certified Organics in Huntertown, the only USDA certified organic poultry farm in Indiana. I'm your host, Casey Burnt, and I'm here with
Julia Hess,
Gabriella Hall,
Andrew Brown.
Okay, cool. So today's subject or topic is one that's been talked about quite frequently. It's the coronavirus and how we're dealing with that as a school and as a newspaper. So let's start with how we're dealing with it as a newspaper.
So I think we are really trying to spread true information and like how it's affecting our community, not just outside, but like overall. And I think a lot of like false facts are going out there, and a lot of rumors, especially around our school, are going. And so like coming to our newspaper, we are interviewing, we are talking to people, health officials, people who like know the actual truths and not just the rumors.
Yeah, I think we're doing a good job at getting the right information, because rumors get easily spread, especially in a high school setting. And if they hear one thing from a kid, they're going to believe what they hear most of the time. So with us actually talking to like the center and the core of the issue, I think we're going to get the right accurate information that everyone needs to fully understand what's actually going on.
Especially to help, like, there's a lot of people in either panic mode or like don't care at all. And so it's good to like actually know what's going on and not just blow it off or think the worst.
Yeah. And how we are dealing with if we get a shutdown, we have a goal to interview as many human beings as humanly possible. So that's our job right now, is to get the stories as quickly and as efficiently as we possibly can as a newspaper.
Especially with the possibility that any day now we can close. They're saying bring home your stuff and your laptop every single day, just in case somebody calls in and they immediately don't come to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's how I felt like at first when I heard about the whole coronavirus, and now it's like so crazy and like no one knows what it is. I kind of took it as like, oh, it's just the flu, and like there'd be funny TikToks about it, and I would just kind of laugh about it. But since it's to the point where they're shutting down travel and to different countries and telling us to bring home our materials every night, it's kind of concerning, because there's actually an issue and there's so many things that branch off of just this one virus, because it affects every aspect of a school setting and just a local setting altogether.
So when it comes to this, one of the most interesting facts that I've found is how everyone is panicking, and specifically in that the fact that they've mentioned that 100% of people are going to get the coronavirus.
Or like be exposed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exposed. Not necessarily like, everyone's going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've noticed my friends keep joking that they're going to die. To the point where I don't know if they're actually joking anymore. Like, because everyone, kind of how we, our humor is just joke about the problem so we don't have to deal with the pain.
Yeah,
I agree.
But it kind of is happening to the point where I think everyone's starting to believe everything's just going to go wrong.
Yeah.
And society's going to fall and the end of America is coming.
Yeah. That's exactly why we're trying to prepare and, like, contain this, because they're trying to find, like, things to help and to slow down the process so that we don't get overwhelmed and that we know like what's going on at every second.
And with me personally, I work at Walmart, so I see this every weekend when I work, the people just panicking and buying toilet paper and like pasta, bags of rice, and I mean our whole cleaning aisle is wiped out. We have like no Clorox wipes, no bleach wipes, just like we just have jugs of bleach, but there's not that many people that's buying the jugs, because the wipes are the main focus of these people, and our hand sanitizer shelves are completely emptied out. We don't have a single bottle in the store, and it's kind of crazy how people are taking it to their own like way.
I think especially at school, we don't really realize that people are actually like panicking. We're like, oh, it's not even a big deal yet. Like I think on the radio they said that there was over 100 cases in Indiana, but only like less than 10 of them are fatal right now.
Yeah.
And talking about, like, concerns and stuff. So I work at Goodwill, and so I am around and work with people that are the main targets for fatal, like, if they get it, it's going to be fatal most likely. So I'm really terrified of going to work most of the time. Like, that's where my panic comes from. I don't want to get my family, because my dad has diabetes. I live with old people. Like, I don't want to be the reason someone in my family dies, because I'm a carrier of it. So I understand the panic. And it's interesting to see how the world's reacting to this, but it is also terrifying that, like, we are all crumbling at the seams trying to put the pieces back together.
That makes us, like, think about our grandparents, too, because I have younger cousins who go to daycare, and my grandparents will eventually have to watch them once their daycares get shut down, and those are the two primary targets of the disease. Yeah. So if one of my little baby cousins have had it or been exposed to it, they could give it to my grandparents, and that could be a whole situation itself.
Yeah, I live with my grandma right now, and it's, like, that's, like, one of the scariest things, especially, like, I work. Like, work is a big thing. It's like, there's a lot of high schoolers, and we all work in, like, different places. And my one, I work in fast food. And so, like, being around, I'm around all kinds of people, and, like, I'm in food service. And so, like, we have to be, like, clean. We have to be, like, washing our hands every 2 seconds. I have to full clean the bathrooms every night. It's just a big, like, thing. And we're just, like, everyone's always joking about it, but, like, it's, like, a serious thing. And, like, a lot of people are freaking out, and some people don't really care.
And, like, my friends that work in healthcare and, like, nursing homes, they talk about how, like, when one person gets sick, the whole block of that whole, like, nursing home gets sick. And she's talking about how they take way more measures than they already do about washing their hands frequently and, like, cleaning their patients frequently and making sure they're clean and their whole, like, room is clean.
I know that one of my teachers said that they aren't allowed to go see their mom because she's in a nursing home and they're not allowed to have visitors.
That's how the prisons are, too. They can't go in and out and do visitation time, which affects families, of course, to an extent.
Yeah, that's a lot of things. Is they're, like, they're closing off, and they're trying to contain people and make there less of a gathering and less of a chance that somebody's going to get it and then infect, like, a whole group of people, like nursing homes and stuff.
I didn't realize how, like, it affects the post office either, because I had just recently got my graduation cards in the mail, and I was thinking, oh, you know, in the next 2 months I can send them out because my party's going to be in June, but is the post office going to be still running if this whole thing, like, if we get shut down, this whole, like, our whole county gets shut down, and, like, that's obviously going to affect graduation as well. So there, it really affects everything.
Yeah, I'm sure something's going to happen, like, with, like, packaging and, like, sending stuff. Like, my mom works in the post office, and I haven't heard much about it yet, but I'm sure that that's something that they're going to have to be talking about soon.
It's like these little things that are gonna really be affected and affect us with our daily lives.
Yeah, so let's talk about some things that we in our community, like, have we've learned about how our community is dealing with this.
I'll be honest, I don't really know. I've been kind of in my own bubble of just, in a weird way, I'm kind of doing what a lot of people are doing and just ignore the issue, just live your everyday life. Mm-hmm. I don't have a job, so I'm basically isolated from the world. But from what I've seen in the community is that everyone just seems to be trying to live their own life and kind of pretend the issue isn't even there.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Mm-hmm. Unless it's directly affecting you, I think people don't like to think about it.
Yeah.
And that's, like, we're talking about, like, wash your hands and, like, be cleaner than you have been, because I know a lot of people.
And it also, like, affects all of our parents' jobs as well. Like, my mom works in a giant business firm downtown, and she was telling me one person got exposed to it in some way, and they're telling her to bring home her laptop and all of her materials so they can do, like, Skype instead of just being at work. And my dad working in a factory, that affects him because it's in Kendallville, which there's been cases up there, and people don't necessarily take care of themselves, and there's been people sent home with fevers, so that's a huge risk for him as well.
So in our school, I know that we've been doing, like, the cleaning services, they've been doing double, if not more, as much cleaning, and I know that they've had several meetings, and, like, the superintendent they're talking about, they have been talking about it for longer than we've even realized this was an issue.
Yeah, and, like, I've realized that it's, like, coming if we like it or not. Like, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, practically. And a lot of teachers, their academics haven't been converted to, like, online yet, and so they're figuring that one out. And the Google Meet situation is absolute garbage, but we'll get over it. They're going to have to figure it out, and if we're canceled for the rest of the school year, it's going to be interesting, to say the least.
It's going
to
be very hectic. That affects me as a senior prom, because that's always going to be a big deal to a senior, and graduation. Yeah. With this talks of not being able to walk and they would just mail our diplomas, that makes me so mad, because that's like one of the things you look forward to when you graduate, is walking across the stage, taking your diploma, shaking your principal's hand, and knowing that you what you did and you accomplished that. And like the cost of cap and gowns, because there's people who got special cap and gowns or like tassels. And I wonder how that's going to affect, if they're going to do refunds or how Jostens will take that.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people spent a lot of money already on like prom and big events that could possibly be canceled. And I know that we are thinking like ahead. Like, I know that my church is going on a mission trip to the Dominican Republic this summer. And we were talking about it at church, if that's still going to be an issue, if this is still going to be like a big problem by then, they're going to have to like self-quarantine, and that it's going to be like depending, because like, you know, viruses, and like compared to the cold and the warm, like it's a lot like the flu, mm-hmm. a lot like we don't know like yet. And yeah. like every virus has some sort of like mutation to it eventually. And so that's the thing, is like, we don't know like what's going to happen. And so we're trying to deal with the now and like prepare for what could come in the future.
I have an interesting discussion point. How do you think the older generation is dealing with this? Because the younger, like those who are 8 years old and below, they don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
But the older generation, they know that they're like, their chance of death is high compared to us, at least.
I have a younger stepbrother, and he was sick the other day, out sick, and he came home from school, from going back, and he said, one of my classmates said I had the coronavirus. And I was like, oh my.
Yeah.
Oh. I think like older people, they, depending on what age group they are, they've been exposed to all those different diseases in the past, like hepatitis C and like polio and all those different things. But I don't know. I know those are obviously different from the coronavirus, but I know my grandma, she works up at our church's food pantry. So that's going to affect that, because she has contact with hundreds of people a day, and those people won't be able to get their food. And church is such a big thing for her, and that's how she like connects to people. So I know that's definitely going to affect her, because that's where she goes to kind of escape and then talk to people.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to get my suit for prom altered and by my grandparents, and I refuse to like go to their house while this is like super popular, and like I'm a carrier, so I'm good. Like, I'm not killing my grandparents.
That's exactly what I've been worried about.
And I refuse to be like near my dad unless I have to, because he has diabetes, like I said. So his immune system can't fight back the way we can. So I'm terrified of like getting one of them sick, and like
that's like the younger kids. I don't know what they're like. Like, I think this would be something interesting we need to figure out, is like what the elementaries are doing to prepare the kids, because definitely. I don't know the kids like he said don't know like exactly what's going on. And like, I know kids probably don't really know how to wash their hands that well, and kids like are kind of germy and so like them, the fact that they don't know, they could walk up to like anybody and like
cough, sneeze, breathe.
I know that like Mr. Beckley has been terrified because of like everyone's like, it's sick season, everybody's coughing and sneezing, and like he's like scared.
I wonder how that affects recess time, because you know those kids are touching handles, the slides, the swings, and the different like toys. Like, how does that, you know, they can't just go outside and Lysol the whole playground.
I guarantee that they're taking extra measures, and I guarantee that they're making like those kids wash their hands. I can't like give you a source for that, but I at least hope they are, and that's something that I think more information is what we need about that.
So I grew up at Arcola, and like their school is small enough in which they could sanitize everything, clean everything. They don't have plastic silverware. They have like actual, so like it's small enough that they can afford all of that. But for bigger schools like Huntertown and things like that, I don't think they have the opportunity to clean everything, wash everything down, make sure all that stuff is taken care of, if that makes sense.
That so makes me think of lunch when we scan our fingers. Oh, everyone's touching that scanner. I thought about that last night because I was talking to my mom about it. And she was like, oh, are you washing your hands? I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely washing my hands in between class periods more than I ever have.
Yeah, me too. And like, one thing is like at work, I'm like cleaning all the doorknobs, every single surface that I think people touch. I clean the whole front of the door because, you know, people don't use the doorknob. They just like shove it open. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, every time I go to leave like a bathroom or something, I'm just like, let me not touch that doorknob.
Last night I went to a restaurant and I had to put my hand in my sleeve and like open the door with my sleeve around my hand so I don't touch anything, or I'll like push doors open with my feet. I won't touch them anymore.
Yeah, but like I think that even a daily life, this is like getting everyone to actually think about germs.
We're taking care of ourselves now.
Like, for the first time, because of this virus, people are actually caring about what they touch and not like you know, the flu and like even the common cold. This is protecting us from more than just like the virus.
All right, we're going to take a break from our podcast about coronavirus, and we have a special message. Today, the Charger Online podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Hoffman Certified Organics. Hoffman Organics is a local USDA certified organic farm specializing in 100% organic chickens. Since the last start of the farm back in 2015, the farm focused on pure organic chicken and turkey. They strive to produce their highest quality and ethically raised organic products available on the market. Their chickens live on clean, fresh grass, eating only organically raised chickens, organically raised grains, pasture grasses, and cover crops. You can visit our sponsor on their website at www.hoffmanorganics.com, where you can find the purpose of their farm and also how they raise their chickens. Also, you can follow them on Facebook by the same name to find updates on the farm and seasonal deals. Thank you again, Hoffman Organics, for sponsoring the Charger Online podcast.
All right, great.
So, I think, okay, one thing is like all the businesses, like not just outside of school, but you know how many places like kids go from school and they go somewhere, and like not just like Walmart and like fast food, but like the banks or like the ATMs. Like there are so many places, so many like spots.
That gas stations.
So many people go and like touch and like interact with every single day.
Yeah, because I feel like since gas prices have been low, the other day it was like $1.79, I believe. Since people are starting to stay home and want to quarantine themselves, I feel like there won't be lines at gas stations because no one's really trying to evacuate. That's going to be something that we haven't really been used to, seeing like dead gas stations.
Yeah, like where would you go? Like the best chance you have is to wash your hands good and stay like away. At home.
Take
stay
care away. Of yourself. Vitamin C, take those vitamin gummies.
They're saying that if you go somewhere, you like out of state or even out of like your city somewhere where the coronavirus has been like found, that you should self-quarantine yourself for two weeks. And that's something that in the recent email that all the students and parents got from administration said, that if you do choose to self-quarantine yourself for your own safety, if you and your family make that decision, that if you communicate with that with the school, that they are talking about not making it like go against you, because you know we only get 10 absent days.
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
Yeah. That's actually very fascinating.
Yeah. There's been a lot of stuff to talk about. And it's like, nobody has all the information. Yeah. Nobody even knows like what's going on. I think we're all just waiting for something to happen to make these jumps. And we're just talking about preparing. Like, what would we do?
That's one thing our newspaper is trying to do, is trying to get answers, even though there's not many to have. Like our school is scrambling to like figure out what would happen if we canceled prom or graduation, or if we had our shutdown for multiple weeks at a time. Like they don't know the answers, so we're trying to figure those out, and it's quite difficult, but we're keeping up with it and we're keeping our newspaper updated.
I would say like talking to like the nurse. And they had a big like meeting with the like health administration and stuff, and that washing your hands is the number one way, and not touching your face, and like hand sanitizer is the next best, but like it's not a substitute. And I've been like constantly like washing my hands, hand sanitizer, not touching anything, doing everything to like avoid getting germs. And my hands have been so dry, so I recommend lotion.
I know how Bath and Body Works, their little $2.50 hand sanitizers, has been a huge shortage of them, which I think is funny because every time I go there, there's always an abundance, like, supply of them. But now that everyone's freaking out, people are starting to buy them. But like you said, soap and water is like the best thing you can do, and it has been drying out hands.
They do
I definitely can tell they do have soap at Bath and Body Works. They do have nice soap
and lotion, you know.
Yeah, you're all soap, set up, just
hand sanitizer, lotion,
just go to Bath and Body Works.
But you know how they have the sinks, you can try the soap. So if you don't want to buy one and you're at the mall, you just wash your hands, wash your hands real quick,
and you're good.
Keeping safe.
Yeah, I think that's a major thing, is people need to, and people need to not panic, but they need to take this seriously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a real thing. This isn't, like, something you see in a movie, even though it seems like it, kind of. This is a lot like when, like, the Spanish flu first came around, a lot like they didn't have, like, treatments then. They had to go through this panic mode. And that's killed a lot of people. And now it's like, this is expected to be worse. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to prepare for that. And while we're waiting for them to find some kind of a treatment and help contain it as much as possible so that we don't run out of healthcare or hospitals, or it like spreads too quickly, too fast. No, too much, too fast.
I kind of want to talk about... if we were to be school to be canceled, how would that affect us at home every day? Like, what would that do to us?
So the plan right now is Google Meets, which I've already said is a horrible idea because you can literally kick out your teachers in the chat. Like, your teacher could be giving the lesson,
share this
you could kick them out and block them. I'm not saying abuse that power. I'm just saying that is something.
I'm just saying people would.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I got put in a Google Doc, or no, a Google Slide with my teacher because we each had to do our own slide on it. She had it up on the board, and she was walking around. She's like, stop putting stuff, because we were all just texting each other on the Google Doc.
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of issues with it.
Yeah, so the thing that we have right now is not meant for 30 people to be in one classroom, or like 31 or whatever.
Not to mention, it could make, like, there's a lot of people that probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing they could do about that. So what they would end up doing is they would end up having to repeat a grade or repeat a class. And that having to be, would that overwhelm our school? Would that, if so many people, say, in my grade, I'm a junior, got held back and had to retake all these classes, would we have enough, like, resources and teachers to fill, like, not only the kids who got held back, like, the kids who actually did their work and are going into that class?
Yeah. That affects, like, the physical classes, not only, like, strength in that way, but, like, art classes as well. Because I know, like, for example, painting. Like, how are you supposed to paint at home? Like,
especially
turn those
if you don't
in?
Have resources.
Yeah, if you don't have those supplies and you don't want to go out and spend money on that. And like,
or leave your house.
Or leave your house at all. And, like, with strength, I know for gym, they will do, like, packets or, like, online articles and read them. But, like, strength, that's a big class that you need physically.
That's the reason they're not doing, like, e-learning. Why they're talking about Google Meets and different stuff like that is because e-learning is just busy work. And although it, like, attributes to what you're learning in class, it does not further the curriculum. I can never
curriculum.
Say that.
Curriculum.
Yes. So, like, that's the number one thing why they do not want to do e-learning. And they're talking about, like, the internet stuff. They're talking about young kids and people with unstable internet, how that would affect them. And, they don't want to just keep giving us papers and busy work that's not really going to help us meet the standards and help us pass that class.
I think we should definitely test out Google Meets sooner than later, because it could be tomorrow that we're not here for who knows how long.
Like we did practice e-learning days, we should be doing like that different like websites and
we
resources.
Should definitely use someday soon, like I said, sooner than later to practice that, because who knows how that's going to work out. Like the internet could crash, the whole website could crash. And like you said, kids with no internet at home, what is that going to do? Because they're not all going to want to go to the library and use that internet.
Some people don't have access to the library.
Yeah.
Like, if you live in, like,
especially
Arcola.
With
or transportation as well, too.
Especially with the virus, the whole purpose is not meeting in big groups. So if everyone who doesn't have internet ends up going to the library, then you're just going to be surrounded by people. And who knows that the library will even be open at that point.
Yeah.
Because,
mm-hmm.
like, especially bigger libraries, people walk around and touch all of the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing. I think that it's important to remember, like, keep, like, looking into it. Keep getting your facts and know what's going on so that when, if, most more when than if, school does close down or if it does get here or when somebody, like, in our community gets it, that you are prepared and you know what's going on beforehand.
We're doing our best here at the Charger Online to keep you guys updated with the facts and with interviews from higher ups at our school and not just like students. So we're really trying to like inform the people of what's actually going on and not what people think's going on, because those are two different things.
Yes, I think the number one thing to ask yourself is, what would you do? Mm-hmm. Like, how are you going to react when it does affect someone in your community, or let alone if it affects you?
All right. So big points from the corona is, wash your hands. Don't touch surfaces you don't need to.
Don't touch your face.
Yeah, don't be in large groups, and be prepared.
Always.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that's like the main reason.
All right, so we're going to wrap up our podcast about the coronavirus. Thank you for listening. Please visit our sponsor, Hoffman Certified Organics, at the Fort Wayne Farmers Market or shop at Layauto Meats. Tell them you heard the podcast. This has been Casey Burnt,
Julia Hess,
Gabriella Hall,
Andrew Brown,
and we're the Charger Online Podcast.